السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My noble audience, last week we dedicated the entire talk to a topic that I titled The Invisible Guest. So I just want you to reflect on what we spoke about last week. So by the title you would remember what we spoke about, The Invisible Guest. And the Arabic name for this invisible guest is Tawfiq. We made mention that this guest is a divine guest. It is a guest that is sent by Allah from His unlimited unseen treasures. As hosts, it is most important that we react positively and we accommodate the guest. So when this guest returns, it invites and informs the other divine guests, and then one after another we find that we place our machine in good deeds. Now, today is a continuation of that topic, because without what I am going to say today, the message is incomplete. I may mention last week that in Surah Al-Dhariyat, Surah 51 verse 50, Allah Almighty says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَرَّ يَفِرُّوا. The English translation is to flee. And I made mention that the pace has been stipulated by Allah Almighty in the glorious Quran as well. That we are not allowed to walk at a very slow pace to our Creator, but we have to be very, very quick. We have to react promptly, instantly, immediately. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Now, today we're going to tackle this topic from a different dimension, from a different angle. Many a times what we hear from orators is that we should focus upon Akhirah, and when we speak about this topic that we should be focusing upon Akhirah and we should be working for Akhirah, one of the incorrect messages that comes to the mind is that we have to disregard this dunya. But let me say something, and we will construct our discussion upon this principle. Islam is a complete way of life. It is a complete religion. It demands that we secure the highest level of success in this dunya, and we secure the highest level of success in the hereafter. Now, normally where we go wrong is that the mindset is we're trying to secure the highest level of success in this dunya, but that takes all our time. And it doesn't leave us much time to secure even a moderate level of success in the hereafter. So we just have to change the tarteeb. And the tarteeb is we have to attain the highest. And this is how our mind should be set. It should be reprogrammed that we attain the highest level of success in the hereafter, and we attain the highest level of success in this dunya. And keep in mind, if a person is to attain the highest level of success in the hereafter, this is automatically going to give us the highest level of success in this dunya. But it does not work in the reverse. If we are to attain the highest level in this dunya and we disregard the akhirah, indeed we will find ourselves amongst those that are losers. That's why Allah Almighty says in Surah Shura, Surah 42 verse 20, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِّدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Now, the translation more or less is, whosoever desires, intends to work for the reward of Akhirah, for the harvest of Akhirah, Allah Almighty promises in this verse, we will give him increase in his reward. We will give increase in his reward. He may commit to a very low, basic level of endeavor, but Allah Rabbul Izzat will give him the highest reward. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. And whosoever works for dunya and dunya alone, we will give him thereof. So he will not receive basically more than what he has put forward. And then Allah Almighty concludes the verse with a very striking message, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ, that this person that has committed his energy, his body, his intellect, his capacity to only this dunya, disregarding akhirah, because the program in his mind was in the incorrect order, he will have no portion, no share in the hereafter. So how do we reconcile? We can't pull ourselves out of this dunya. We can't pull ourselves out of this dunya. Islam has not encouraged, Islam has not allowed us to live a life of rahbaniyat. We are not allowed to live a life of monasticism. We are not allowed to become monks. Islam has left laws pertaining to our mu'asharat, the way of life, the mode of life. Islam has left ample rulings, legal instructions pertaining to how to live, how to integrate, how to socialize, laws pertaining to our domestic structure, laws pertaining to our social structure. But on the other hand, when we read these verses superficially, not in depth, we come to this understanding that we have to give all this up. And we have to attain the highest success in the hereafter. Indeed, that is not the meaning of the verses. Islam has given us a complete divine constitution that if we uphold it, apply it to life, we will extract and deduce the best in this temporary world. And indeed, we will find ourselves on the best platform in the hereafter. So, how do we reconcile between all these different messages? The comparison between dunya and akhirah. It seems like we cannot carry both together. It seems like we have to disregard one to attain the other. But that is not the true message. Let me give you a simple formula by which we can attain the best on both sides, on both fronts. The scholars have reconciled between all these different narrations, narratives, messages by saying, why don't we inject, include Allah in our thought when committing ourselves to a work of this dunya? Meaning, whenever I'm doing anything, I'm traveling to university, I'm traveling back from university. I'm traveling to my workplace. I'm traveling back from my workplace. I'm entering my house. I'm exiting my house. I'm entering the mosque, exiting my mosque. Wherever I may be, the mind is connected with my Creator. Now what that will do is, that will bring Allah's rahmah and Allah's barakat into our work. The very famous saying, the hadith, كُلُّ أَمْرٍ ذِيبَانٍ لَمْ يُبْدَأْ بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ أَقْطَعْ وَأَجْزَى. Any work of life that is deprived of the name of Allah is deprived of blessing. Not only deprived of blessing, that work that we commit to will be wasted. The time consumed by that work will be null and void. When we eat, when we drink, when we socialize, if we can activate the mind, connect it with our Creator, uphold the laws left by Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that can be found under the title Mu'asharat, that entire time, that entire work will become Akhirah. Inside this Akhirah we find Dunya. And this Dunya has made it into the structure of Akhirah because of the intention, because of the activating of the mind. It was Dunya intrinsically. By nature it was Dunya, but by allowing our mind to connect with the Creator and to uphold the laws of that work, we have injected this dunya into Akhirah. And that is the way we will reconcile between the two messages. But if we do not activate the mind, this dunya will remain at its low position. We are the ones that have to elevate it. We are the ones that have to propel it into the structure of Akhirah. Then the entire life of a human being, from his inception to his departure, will all be Akhirah. And then the verse can be truly understood, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. Whosoever intends to do good work, the work of Akhirah in itself, and dunya by intention and by beautifying it with the laws, inject it into Akhirah, then Allah says, we will give him increase. Now I read an amazing story a few days ago regarding this increase. But before I inform my noble audience regarding that story, that I believe will echo in your mind for many days to come, let me give you a verse from the Holy Quran that gives us an understanding of how Allah is to treat us in regard to our actions. Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse 195. Allah says, "Anni la udhi'u 'amala 'amilin minkum min dhakarin aw untha." Now the meaning more or less is that Allah says, "La udhi'u, I will not waste the reward of a person, may he be a male or a female." So whatever work we commit ourselves to, Allah, the Adil, the Just, the Rewarder, will reward us for our effort. Now this is the standard hukum, injunction, stipulated in verse 195, Surah Ali Imran. La udhi'u. Kisi mard, kisi aurat ka amal zaya nahi hoga. It will not be wasted. Now let's return to that story. In Hijaz, the governor once was passing by and he found that there was a child. And many a times you look at a child and without him uttering a word, you feel that there's something special about him. Something special about this child. So the governor asked the child, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Ash'ath." He said, "Do you know how to read the Quran?" And he says, "Yes." So he said, "Read." So he started to recite Surah 48. "Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar ila akhirih." In which Allah Almighty declares the truce of Hudaybiyah to be clear, mighty victory. The truce of Hudaybiyah, Allah declares it to be a mighty and a clear victory. So when he recited with a melodious voice. So the king or the governor, he felt very happy for the child. So he put his hand in the pocket and he pulled out one gold coin. And he gave it to the child as a gift, as a hadiah. He said, "You go." So the child stood there. I want you to listen to this story attentively. The child stood there. And the governor said, "Why haven't you left? I've given you one gold coin." He said, "I can't leave." He said, "Why can't you leave?" He said, "Because my father, he will beat me." He said, "Why would your father beat you?" He said, "Because I have this one gold coin." So the governor says, "You can tell your father that the governor of Hijaz has given you this gold coin." He said, "He won't believe me." He said, "Why won't he believe you?" He said, "He won't believe me because the governor of Hijaz is a very wealthy person. He doesn't give one dirham. He gives much more than that. If I go to my father and say that the governor of Hijaz gave one dirham, he says, 'You're lying. King doesn't give that much. He gives much more.'" So immediately the governor smiled. And he took out a bag of coins and he said, "Now I give this to you." He said, "Now I can return home." Now let my noble audience soak that in. By this example, you will understand where I'm going. Allah Almighty says, work for Akhirah. I've given you the solution to inject dunya into Akhirah. So your entire life, from inception to departure, is all Akhirah. It is a harvest of Akhirah. It is a noble action. If the governor of Hijaz, that has limits, that has resources that are diminishing by the day, if he has to give a bag of coins that is befitting his status, that echoes his generosity, what about the one that has created this entire universe? And then he himself says in his own speech, "Anni la udhi'u amala 'amilin minkum," that whatever you do, it will not be wasted. And nazidla, he will increase. He says, "I will increase. I will give increase to the reward." So if I go on the day of judgment, or you go on the day of judgment, and inshallah we make it across the line, let's get a big inshallah for that. And you and me are standing there as one big family, and we have committed to 60 years of worship. And in that 60 years of worship, we have faltered many a times, and we have collapsed many a times, and we have stood up from that collapsing. And indeed, when the package is presented, we are going to give this package to Allah Almighty. And if the governor of this world, he feels ashamed to give one gold coin when reminded by a child, because he was in the state of forgetfulness. And we know that our Allah does not forget. And Allah's resources do not diminish. How much is he going to give to us? How much is he going to give to us? That's why when we study, you know, verses in the glorious Quran, chapters in the glorious Quran, if you go to Surah Qadr, predestination, the surah that echoes throughout the entire Muslim world in the month of Ramadan, where Allah Almighty says, "I will give you khayr. Laylatul Qadr khayr. The night of power is khayr. It is better than 1,000 months. But Allah does not stipulate. Allah does not restrict His generosity to a number. He does not say it is greater than 1,000 months and it will be 1,200 months. He does not restrict his generosity because his giving has no limits and no bounds. His generosity has no limits and no bounds. And from what he is given, it never diminishes. That's why Allah uses the word khayr, it is better. Now we can travel with this khayr in imagination, and we may come to a certain limit, but that will not justify that station that is inclusive to this word al-khayr. Much greater than that. So won't it be folly, won't it be foolishness, that we commit our entire life to a work that has not made it into the ranks of Akhirah, and we stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, and our entire life is a harvest of dunya and dunya alone, and we have received the reward in this dunya, and we stand in the permanent abode in front of the mighty Allah, and there's nothing to present. That will be absolutely folly. I would like to relate a narrative. A narrative that has been spoken about by the wisest person. And of course, that is Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Amr radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, خَطَبَ يَوْمًا أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَطَبَ يَوْمًا. So one day Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was delivering a sermon. He was given a khutbah. فَقَالَ فِي خُتْبَتِهِ. Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his khutbah, what did he say? Allah. Now, Allah is translated to be behold. So whenever Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or in the Arabic language, you use the word Allah, it is to draw the attention. Meaning what is to follow is most important. Allah. So Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he drew the attention of the Sahaba. Now keep in mind, the Sahaba were such people that if they were not addressed with the word Allah, they were attentive anyway. Sahaba were attentive. They gave themselves completely to the Nabi of Allah, to the words of the Nabi of Allah. So it seems like this word Allah, it has been used by the Nabi of Allah 1400 years ago, but the true addressee of this word is us, who do not listen to the ahadith as the Sahaba used to listen. So Allah, behold. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his khutbah, Allah, inna dunya aradun hadir. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, verily this dunya, indeed this dunya, is a temporary commodity. Now let me tell you something. The word that has been used is dunya or akhirah. Dunya is a temporary commodity. But I've told you before, we have injected dunya into akhirah. So this law does not apply to it. You go to school, you go with your mind activated with your creator, communicating with your creator. You're walking to school, you're studying in school, you're returning back from school is not dunya now, it is akhirah. Try to do the best wherever you are. So you are in school, but you are fulfilling the law of Allah, and you will not do that if the mind is not activated. Mind has to be activated. I made mention a few weeks ago that if you look at the body structure, there are three stations. One is the heart, one is the aql, and one is the divine constitution, divine guidance. So if I was to stand and we were to study from bottom upwards, what comes first? Heart. What comes after the heart? Aql. And what comes after aql? It is divine constitution. Meaning aql controls the heart and the aql is controlled by divine constitution. It does not mean that we turn the aql off. No, we allow the aql to be activated, but we adorn it, we beautify it. And let me use another word, we bridle it, we regulate it, we dictate it with the divine constitution. Now, the word in the hadith is dunya, not akhirah. So Nabi Akrim says, Allah, behold, listen, inna dunya aradun hadir. This dunya is a temporary commodity. We all know that. What is in our hand today may be taken out whilst we are breathing. And if not, it will be taken out of our grasp, our ownership at the time of departure. يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا الْبَرْ وَالْفَاجَرِ. It is consumed by both pious, impious alike. I may mention that Imam Razi in Tafsir Kabir, he gives an understanding of the two attributive names of Allah, الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Rahman is the one that gives to pious, impious. So the rahmat of Allah that is on display in this dunya, that does not deprive anyone from the resources of this dunya, is a result of Allah's attributive name Ar-Rahman. But Ar-Rahim, this Rahm, is restricted to only the believers, that will be on display, received by the recipients on the day of judgment. And Allah will be Rahim on the day of judgment, not Rahman. Make sense? Allah Almighty says, Ala inna dunya, this dunya is a temporary commodity. يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا الْبَرْ وَالْفَاجِرِ. It is consumed by the pious, the impious. Ala, once again, Ala. Behold, innal akhirah ajalun sadiq. That verily akhirah is truly a reality. We can't deny it. I'm not saying that we give up our goals and our ambitions in this dunya. I may mention in the start, live the best. Live the best. Wear the best. Eat the best. Do the best. But don't leave dunya as dunya, injected into akhirah. Ala wa innal akhirah ajalun sadiq. Behold, this akhirah is truly a reality. It will arrive at its appointed time. Yaqdi fiha malikun qadir. This day, when we arrive in this day, judgment will be made by a powerful king. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, the Malik, the judge of that day of judgment. Then the Nabi of Allah says, we're going to pass through this quickly because we have to stop on time. Last 2 weeks we went much over time because it was holidays. No holidays now. Ala wa innal khayr kullahu bihadafirihi fil jannah. Behold, verily good in its entirety is in Jannah, meaning the reward. Whatever you get in this dunya for your good, it is a installment. It is one of the many installments of the package. Ala wa inna shar kullahu bihadafirihi fil nar. Behold, verily evil in its entirety is going to be seen in the fire of hell. Allahumma la taj'alna minhum. Allahumma ahfazna. Allah protect us. Then the Nabi of Allah says, Allah, behold, fa'amalu, fa'amalu. And this is the crux of what I'm speaking about. Fa'amalu wa antum min Allahi ala hadar. Work, commit yourself with due fear of Allah. It doesn't say don't work. Whatever you're doing in life, do with the fear of Allah. Meaning keeping Allah in mind, you change the nature of your work from something that is not noble to something that is the most noble, from dunya to akhirah. فَأَعْمَلُوا وَأَنْتُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ حَضَرٍ. Think about it. One person is driving a taxi. He is receiving through this work his livelihood. He's providing for his family. If he does not activate the mind, that 6 hours shift, that 8 hour shift will go to a waste. It would only bring a few dollars by which he will satisfy the hunger, the thirst of his family. But if he switches his mind, he says, I'm going to collect my livelihood because this is the hukam of Allah Almighty. Talabul halal fariidatun ba'd al fariidah. Talabul halal fariidatun ba'd al fariidah. I'm going to acquire my sustenance. And he goes out, he lowers his gaze because his mind is activated. He's listening to something that is noble. He's driving, he's looking at the wonders of this dunya that Allah has created. And all this is diverting his attention to the Creator of Allah Almighty. He returns back with sustenance, but at the same time he returns back with a package of akhirah. And because of that package of akhirah, every single moment that he spent becomes akhirah. How easy it is. It is a matter of how we think. The Nabi of Allah says, فَعْمَلُوا فَعْمَلُوا وَأَنْتُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ حَدٍ. Work with due fear of Allah. And keep in mind, وَعْلَمُوا and جَانْلُوا, and understand well. What should we understand? مَعْرُوذُونَ, that you will be confronted by your deeds. You will be confronted by your deeds. And then Nabi Akram concludes this beautiful, profound statement by saying, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whosoever brings a particle weight of good, يَرَهُ, will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And whosoever brings a particle weight of bad, يَرَهُ, will see it. My noble brothers, sisters, elders, my noble family, do not live in the past. Do not allow this doomsday mentality suppress your ability. Everyone's saying, if they don't want to do something, they say Imam Mahdi's coming, Dajjal is coming. Forget about that. That's not how we should treat time. It's not how we should treat ourselves. This doomsday mentality has destroyed the capacity of the Muslims. Wherever we are, whatever we are experiencing right now, let's deduce, extract the best right now. Future is not in our hand. We do not know what is going to happen tomorrow. But we have present. Present means present, hadiyah, right in front of us. Let's make the best of it right now. Do not allow any day, any moment to pass by without committing yourself to akhirah explicitly, or committing yourself to dunya with the mindset that dunya turns over to akhirah. If we can live our life based upon this formula, inshallah, we will find the most generous ready on the other side to reward us. And indeed, the reward is not only limited to akhirah, we will receive even in this temporary abode. I pose the question to my noble audience, are we ready to do that? Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.